ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 10 एंटाइटल्ड महाराज राहुगणा meets Jada Bharat is text 11 for today. Jivan mritatvam niyamen rajan. Jivan mritatvam niyamen rajan. Adyantavad yad vikritasya drishtam. आद्यन्तवत् यद् विकृतस्य दृष्टम् स्वस्वाम्यभावो ध्रुव ईड्य यत्र तर्युच्यते सौ विधिकृत्य योगः जीवन मृतत्वं नियमेन राजन् आद्यन्तवत् यत् विकृतस्य दृष्टम् स्वस्वाम्यभावो ध्रुवीड्य यत्र तर्युच्यते सौ विधिकृत्य योगः। जीवन मृतत्वं नियमेन राजन् आद्यन्तवत् यद् विकृतस्य दृष्टम् स्वस्वाम्यभावो ध्रुवीड्य यत्र तद्युच्यते स विधिकृत्य योगः। जीवत्मृतत्वम् द क्वालिटी ऑफ बीइंग डेड व्हाइल अलाइव while living. Niyamena, by the laws of nature. Rajan, O king. Adi antavat, everything material has a beginning and an end.
Everything material has a beginning and an end.
Yet,
yet.
Because
vikritasya
of things that are transformed,
of things that are transformed,
such as the body,
drishtam
is seen,
swasvamyabhavaha,
the condition of servanthood and mastership. Dhruvaha, unchangeable. Idya, O you who are worshipped. Yatra, wherein. Tarhi, then. Uchyate,
it is said.
Aso, that. Vidhi kritya yogaha, fitness of order and duty. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. My dear King, you have unnecessarily accused me of being dead although alive. In this regard, I can only say that this is the case everywhere, because everything material has its beginning and end. As far as you're thinking that you are the king and master and are thus trying to order me, this is also incorrect, because these positions are temporary. Today you are the king and I am your servant, but tomorrow the positions may be changed and you may be my servant and I your master. These are temporary circumstances created by providence. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The bodily conception is the basic principle of suffering in material existence. In Kali Yuga especially, people are so uneducated that they cannot even understand that the body is changing at every moment and that the ultimate change is called death. In this life, one may be a king, and in the next life, one may be a dog, according to karma. The spirit soul is in deep slumber caused by the force of material nature. He is put in one type of condition and again changed into another type. Without self-realization and knowledge, conditional life continues and one falsely claims himself a king, a servant, a cat, a dog. These are simply different transformations brought about by the supreme arrangement. One should not be misled by such temporary bodily conceptions. Actually, no one is master within the material world, for everyone is under the control of material nature, which is under the control of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is the ultimate master. As explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ekale Ishvara Krishna Ara Sabhavritya. The only master is Krishna and everyone else is his servant. Forgetfulness of our relationship with the Supreme Personality or the Supreme Lord brings about our suffering in the material world. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namni Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurvani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshtarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna. First of all, I bow down to the lotus feet of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada and all of His representatives by whose mercy we are sitting here, by whose mercy the fortune has been created, by whose mercy the good fortune, so to speak, and the mercy has been created. So I bow down to His lotus feet, and finally I bow down to the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas assembled here. Pancha kalpatrupya chakripa sindupya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. There was a sudden change in the schedule, and Mother Ananga Gopi was supposed to give class, the Monday class. But there's been some change and there's a flip. So that's the reason I'm there in front of you today. So the discussion between truth and illusion continues. And Jada Bharat continues to shower his wisdom to Maharaj Rahugana, who's just an instrument, but ultimately Jada Bharat is speaking to all of us who are entrapped in these bodies. So in the previous class, a couple of verses before this one, we spoke about how the main reason why we are suffering was because we are entrapped in these bodies. So I wouldn't get into that in this class, but we'll move on and touch on other points on the basis of the purport. So Srila Prabhupada used to repeatedly explain that out of the different species created by Lord Brahma, the human life is the supreme most opportunity for God realization. Srila Prabhupada used to quote the verse from Padma Puran talking about how there are 8.4 million species. And he would give the split up also of how there are nine lakh, not the population but the types. 9 lakh aquatics, and sthavara lakshavimshati, there are 20 lakh tree bodies, and then there are 30 lakh animal bodies. So how much does that come to? 9 plus 20, 29 plus 30, 59. And then there are 10 lakh birds, that's 69. And then there are 11 lakh different types of insect bodies, that is 80. And 4 lakh human beings. So that's 84 lakh, which in the American calculation is 8.4 million. So this human form, being the topmost, has more responsibility and more facility. So it could be used and misused at the same time. The senses are so powerful that the enjoyment which is available in the lower creatures is available at a great exaggerated stage. And the same pleasure of eating, sleeping, mating and defending, but the experience seems to be something very different and very fulfilling. The scriptures say that, again, Prabhupada used to quote this in his purports, that there are four things which are common between all these species of life, especially the lower species and the human beings. Ahara nidra bhayamaitunam cha samanyametat pashubhi naranam dharmo hitesham adhiko vishesho dharmena hina pashubhi saman. That ahara nidra bhaya and maitunam, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Samanyametat pashubhi naranam. They are common between pashubhi, the animals, and naranam, the humans. Then what is the distinguishing factor? What is the factor which makes us humans? Dharmo hitesham adhiko visheshu. The performance of our eternal occupational duty, dharma, is what makes us human. Srila Prabhupada said that dharma is sometimes translated as religion, but it is not. Dharma is our eternal occupational duty. And Prabhupada used to give the example that dharma for the chili is to be hot. Dharma for the light is the source, the electric bulb is to give light. So similarly, the dharma of living entity, especially expressed in this human form, is to serve Krishna. So dharma hi tesham adhiko vishesho. If that dharma is performed, apart from the basic needs of the body like eating, sleeping, mating and defending in a regulated fashion, then we are somewhat doing justice. Otherwise, dharmena hina pashubhi samana. Without performance of our eternal occupational duty, and without approaching Sri Krishna in the spirit of surrender, we are dvipada pashu. We are two-legged animals. We might not have horns, we might not eat grass, and we might not have a tail, but we are equally sinful and fallen like the other animal forms. The Srimad Bhagavatam describes labdhva sudurlabham idam bahusam bhavante manushyamarthadam anityam apiha dhira turnam yateta na patetanu mrityu yavat nihshreyasaya vishayam khalu sarvatasyat. Canto 11, chapter 9, text 29. That labdhva sudurlabham idam. This human form of life is not difficult to obtain, but it is very, very difficult, very rarely achieved birth. Sudurlabha. Durlabha means difficult to obtain. And sudurlabha means very rare, very, very difficult. So the verse starts as labdhva sudurlabham idam. This human form of life is so rare, very rare. Why? Because first of all, it is the only form out of all the 8.4 million bodies created by Brahma which can act as a proper facility for God realization. Second, it is temporary. We don't know how long it's going to last. If we know for sure, like Parikshit Maharaj, that we have 7 days for sure, then we can give up everything and do the needful. But the problem with our state is that we don't even know whether we have 7 good minutes to survive. No guarantee. Manushyam arthadam anityam, anityam apiha dhira. It is anityam. Nityam means eternal and anityam means temporary. It's like the bubble which can burst at any moment. So we have got this highest form where we can approach Krishna, and then it's not eternal. We don't even know how long it's going to last. These days in the newspapers you find people at 21 and 25 and 35 getting heart attacks. It's not just scary, but at the same time it's like an alarm which is waking us up. Please wake up. Don't sleep in the slumber to think that, well, I will start my spiritual life when I'm done with all my responsibility. It is never going to happen. Never. It's like there's a man who's standing on the seashore, and he has a towel on, and he's putting his feet, one leg inside in the ocean, and then taking it back, and then again inside, and then again taking it back, as if preparing to take his bath within the ocean bath. So he does that for like 3 hours, and another guy is sleeping and taking, you know, sunbathing. And after 3 hours, he walks up to him and says, I thought you were taking your bath. What are you doing? You're wrapped in this towel, and I'm seeing you putting your leg inside and checking the depth and then sticking it out, and again putting your leg inside, checking the depth and taking it out. What are you up to? So this guy smiles and he says, I am waiting for the sea or the ocean to be quiet. When the tides disappear, when the ocean becomes peaceful, I will go to take my bath. This man laughed and he said, the ocean will never become peaceful and you will never take your bath. So similarly, people give excuses. Oh, when I'm done with all my responsibility, I will do my spiritual activity. But it is a fact that our material entanglement and responsibilities will never get over. And if we are banking on that, we will never start and perfect our spiritual life. So therefore, in this verse, this verse that we quoted from Canto 11, it describes about how rare the human birth is. And in this human birth, we are put into different conditions. Different people, all of us, are put into different conditions, not just according to our past and present karma, but they are also arranged by material nature. The Bhagavad Gita describes that for every activity to be performed, there are 5 doers. One, the living entity who performs the action. Second, there has to be a specific time or kala. Third, there has to be karmic support, or there are influences because of the laws of karma. So the third is karma. Fourth is prakriti, or material nature, which creates the suitable environment for the action and reaction to happen. And finally, fifth and the most important is the sanction of the Supreme Lord. So without Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti, Kala and Karma, nothing happens. But if the living entity performs an activity and gets the result as expected, the living entity gets puffed up thinking, I am the only doer. To think that I am the doer is okay, but to think that I am the only doer is arrogance. So therefore Krishna says in chapter 3, text 27, Bhagavad Gita, Prakritair kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashah ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. So therefore, that's total elimination of the Supreme Personality's position. And depending on which position we are, different status in society we hold, that adds to more entanglement, more material designations, and more ghee to the fire of puffed up arrogance of the living entity. So therefore, here we find Jada Bharat is smashing that illusion of Maharaj Rahugana, saying that you are ordering me thinking that you are the king and I am your servant. Please note, tomorrow it's going to be possible that I might be the king and you might be the servant. So what are you going to do? Jiva Jago, Jiva Jago, Gaura Chandra Bhuli. We have to wake up to this reality that the positions that we are holding, it's all temporary. It's slipping. The ground is slipping under our feet. The famous story that Srila Prabhupada always said, Punarmushiko Bhava. There's this sage who's meditating, and a mouse runs up to the sage, very scared and frightened, and falls at the feet of the sage and says that, please save me, please save me. I'm being attacked by this cat. It says, so how can I save you? Oh, make me a cat. So then I can fight this cat and I have no fear. So they say, it says, okay, tathastu, become a cat. Then after some time comes running to the sage. Oh, save me from this dog. I'm so frightened. Save me. So the sage says, so how can I help you? Oh, make me a dog. Okay, tathastu, becomes a dog. After a few months, oh, sage, please save me, please save me. This tiger is chasing me, please save me. Oh, well, Mr. Dog, what can I do for you? Make me a tiger. Okay, tathastu. So now this mouse becomes cat, then a dog, and now the tiger. And after becoming the tiger, looks at the sage with a thirsty, hungry face. Wanting to taste flesh and blood, and approaches the sage as if to attack him as a piece of meat. And the sage looks at this arrogance of the tiger, knowing that how much he has helped the tiger to go from the mouse stage to the tiger stage. And now you're trying to attack me? I bless you. Again become a mouse. And the tiger goes down to the mouse body. So that's our story. Going from the ant form, we go up to all these different species and finally we become like the tiger-like human form, which is rare and which is the king of all the king of all creations. But now using the intelligence and the might that the sage-like supreme personality gives us, if we try to attack him, either through impersonalism or through eliminating him away completely, then by the laws of nature, what's going to happen is Punar Mushiko Bhava. We fall down. And Krishna says that in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, text 16. He says, A Brahma Bhuvana Loka Punar Avartinu Arjuna Mamupaityatu Kauntaya Punar Janmana Vidyate. He says, you could be the exalted Brahma or you could be an insignificant ant. Anyone who takes birth in this material world has to fall back. And this is a cycle. You elevate yourself and then finally you fall down. And again you elevate yourself, and again you fall down. But Krishna says, those who surrender to me and approach me, they never again take birth in this material world. And he supports that again in chapter 15, text 7. He says, Natad bhasayate suryo na shashanko na pavaka yad gatva na nivartante tad dhamam paramam mama. That those who use this human intelligence and come back to me in this very form, I promise you, you will never again take birth in this material world. So that is the aim. And that is the fastest means to give up our deha abhiman, or the pride of this body, of being the king, of being the politician, of being the sportsman, of being all the different pride that we have of different designations. Sometimes you don't have anything and you're still proud. The pauper is proud of his penny, so to speak. So in that way, by surrendering to Krishna, this can be achieved. And we find countless examples of people being proud and of their position. The striking example that comes to my mind at the moment is the two sons of Kubera. So exalted, imagine. I mean, people are proud to be millionaires in this world. And we are talking about being sons of Kubera. So rich, and you're having exquisite beauty and aristocratic birth and excellent learning. Janma, Ishwarya, Shruta, Shribhi, Edamada, Madappuman. You have all the four opulences. And then you offend Narada. And you want to sport naked with these women because of uncontrolled senses. Subtle and gross sense gratification. And then what happens? Punar Mushiko Bhava. Again become the tree. And they become trees. But because they are trees in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, where they are somehow or the other attached to baby Krishna, the trees become and get back their spiritual forms by the mercy of Sri Krishna. Very interesting, looking at the mercy of Sri Krishna. Krishna is bound himself. Krishna is bound with the wooden grinding motor and the rope around his belly. But he doesn't think of releasing himself first. But he's ready to crawl all the way to release them first. Krishna could think, well, let me release myself first and then I'll think about releasing them. But Krishna's mercy is so inconceivably deep and intense Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, ocean, unlimited ocean of mercy. So Krishna is ready to be bound himself, but he's ready to crawl and release these two trees by the touch of his mercy. So if we are ready to approach Krishna and let Krishna operate on our false ego and operate on our material conditioning, then even if we are in tree bodies, we can be uplifted. The past times of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is chanting, he's dancing and embracing the seven trees, the tal trees. And they go back home, back to Godhead with their tree bodies. In Chaitanya Leela. They don't even drop their bodies here. Mahaprabhu embraces these trees and these trees go back to the spiritual world with their tree body. This is the mercy of the Supreme Lord. But if it is raining and we hide ourselves in the caves, we cannot expect to be wet. We have to expose ourselves to that rainfall, that shower of rain. So the mercy is coming. The mercy is there. The mercy of Krishna, Guru and the Vaishnavas are there. But we have to expose ourselves to that mercy through humility and service. But if we hide inside the caves and we complain, there is no mercy, we will never get mercy. The mercy is there. It's like these electromagnetic waves which are there. You just need the right frequency. You have to catch that frequency and then you're tuned. It's not that the waves aren't there. It is there, but you'd have to tune your frequency to that specific frequency. So the mercy of Krishna is there through Srimad Bhagavatam. It's coming down parampara. It's there through the holy name. It's there in the association of Vaishnavas. But if we attach ourselves to the so-called positions, if we act in a very puffed up manner like Maharaj Rahugana, then we simply have to pray that a Jad Bharat intercepts our path and purifies our existence. So I'll stop here. If there are any comments, suggestions, improvements, corrections, chastisements, any other words which match this? Oh, two hands going up.
Go ahead.
Question. No question.
Okay.
No. Corrections.
I like what you said, people complain that there is no mercy. You could do a whole class on that. We don't realize the advantage of our position right now. But because we are so ensconced in material pursuit, we think that's it. And then the results come in and so much complaining going on. Oh my goodness, the world is so full of complaining. One of the biggest facets of American popular music is the blues. The blues are, how do you say, cultivated complaining.
I don't know.
It's beautiful music, the most wonderful rhythms. They are complaining. Oh, so many things going wrong in their life. And this is a culture. This is a subculture that many subscribe to. And they don't get beyond it for a long time.
You're talking about Americans. I'm an Indian. I still complain. And I complain a lot. Mukta Prabhu knows that. I complain a lot.
Okay. I have a couple of questions. How is it the seven trees went back after being touched by Lord Chaitanya in their tree body? Isn't the idea to remove oneself from such a material position?
So Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that although the body was material, the tree body was material, when it was touched by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even the material became spiritual and all that spiritual goes back to the spiritual world.
Okay. So they became trees?
I can't comment on that. I don't know. Okay. All that I've read in that past time is they just go back, but the sequel is unaware.
Whatever bodies they're intended to get in the spiritual world. It may be tree bodies.
Yes, whatever serves the Lord.
Yeah, whatever serves the Lord.
Keeping Krishna in the center.
So So at the beginning of class, this is just a technical question. You gave a wonderful listing of all the different categories and amounts of each body. You said 10 blocks of insect bodies. And
11.
11, okay. I'd like to have that list sometime.
Mm. Sure. Prabhupada quotes that in the purport even to the Bhagavatam.
It's in Bhagavatam.
Yes.
There was another list you gave of evidence for doership of activities. There was Kala, Karma, Prakriti, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Jiva. Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti, Kala, and Karma. The five subject matters of Bhagavad Gita. Hare Krishna. Now the Brahmastra is awaited.
One thing I remember out of eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Usually Prabhupada said eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. The actual word is bhaya, is fear.
Yes.
The reason we defend is because we're afraid. If you're
right.
Afraid of something, you don't feel the need to defend. So, and Prabhupada, I remember one purport, he was explaining how all the four animal qualities, if you ask somebody what do you think the most prominent one is, a lot of people say mating, because people think about mating, sex all the time, but actually the most prominent is fear. We're always afraid, constantly afraid in the material world, because the material world is full of fear. That's the most prominent one. And the other one about taking advantage of Krishna's mercy now, and because who knows how long we'll have it, that's the way Prabhupada always preached and how we always preach. In one lecture I heard him say that, he said, I forget exactly the context, but he said, even if you do all nonsense till you're 50 years old, at least when you're 50 years old, you have to take the Krishna consciousness seriously. It's not like he was saying, that doesn't matter what you do till you're 50, do whatever you want. He wasn't saying that, but he was saying, all right, you're stupid, you're slow, you're into sense gravity, all right, but at least when you're 50, but of course the risk is that you might not make it till you're 15. You know? Yeah. But it was kind of funny. Well, not funny, but a little different way of putting it. Those are my comments.
Happy to repeat what Prabhupada said as it is. Yes.
It is funny.
Another thing. Devotees, we all start out as mice. All the devotees were all in the beginning in common. You don't know how to do anything. You don't know how to chant or play kartals or anything. At least outside of India. And anyway, we all come as mice. And then after a couple of years or a few years, you go to Vrindavan and you're like, you got all the beads and mantras and everything, quote this and that, and it's pretty easy to start thinking you're advanced. I'm a little advanced now. And it's a common tendency. Every spirit soul has every conditioned soul has, we all want to be it. We all want to be the best at whatever we do. And so as soon as we start to make a little progress, I'm advanced. It's better to always remain a mouse. Not that you remain as stupid as you are when you first come to the temple, but you realize there's nothing greater. There's nothing so big. Nothing great about me. I'm just being around. Yeah. So you don't have to again become. You can just stay a mouse.
Alright. Krishna Leela Prabhu? Anything? Mother Kopi Leela? Anything? No? Manga? Mike? Would you want to say or add something?
Oh, well, I was just, what made me think of is, I was reading something from some religion. I don't know if I was reading Hinduism or not, but it said, don't wait to start spiritual life until you're old and gray, because
right.
by then it's too late.
Right. Right. Prahlad Maharaj says in Canto 7, Chapter 6, Text 1, he says that Krishna consciousness should be started as soon as you're born. Kaumaram. Kaumaram means from birth to 5 years old. That's the first balya, the first five-year section. Said Kaumaram acharet prajna. Krishna consciousness should be started then. Because durlabham manusham janma. Again, the same thing. The human life is very rare. And tadapi arthadam adruvam. And it's such a wealth which is temporary. It's available to us, and it's just available for this time. And how long, we don't know. So, we don't know when we have to face the music of death. When Yamraj comes with his saxophone or whatever you call it. There's your time. Comes with his bell. That's your time. So before we hear the bell of Yamraj, let us get ready to hear the flute of Krishna. Before we hear the bell of Yamraj, get ready to hear the flute of Krishna. All right. Before we hear the flute of Krishna, let us get ready to hear the sound of our own japa. Let's start with our own japa and then Krishna's flute. Anyway, so I stop here, and the inputs were very valuable and very instructive. And the class is basically, again, if there are any mistakes, please forgive me. It's basically, I'm speaking to my mind, and y'all are simply part of that conversation. So I'm not taking any. So if there are any offenses or any mistakes, please forgive me. Grantrat Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jada Bharat Maharaj ki, Gaur Premanande.